Hi there. I want you to make sure that you're comfortable. Make sure the phone is on silent and no one is going to disturb you. And just lie back with your hands and feet not quite touching. Take a moment now to just take some deep breaths in and out and transition out of your busy day and into this experience. Now look up as high as you can. It's completely safe and fun, and it's going to be a great experience for you. So just look up now as if you're trying to look into your own eyebrows. And the trick with this is to keep your eyeballs up while closing your eyelids down. So just practice that once now and you can see how easy it is. And now when you do this, you might notice a bit of fluttering going on with your eyelids, and that's a great sign. It just means you're going into REM, rapid eye movement. And you only go into that when you're dreaming or going into a hypnotic state. And so both states are when you are using your subconscious mind to see things. So now that you can see you can do that, I want you to again look up. Fix your eyes on a real or imagined spot on the ceiling. Just imagine you're trying to look into your own eyebrows. Breathe in and breathe out. And take another deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. And just one final time, breathe in and keep your eyeballs up. And this time, as you exhale, just close your eyelids right down, all the way down. And as your eyelids shut down, the muscles and nerves in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy. Your eyelids are starting to feel right now as if they've been glued shut, sealed shut, locked together. And now you can just forget all about your eyes and let your eyeballs go wherever they like. Just let your eyes go wherever you feel comfortable and let yourself relax. And I want you to drop your chin just a fraction so you feel that same looking down feeling that you might get as you look over a balcony or out of a top story window. And now that you have that looking down sensation, you can see 10 steps descending below you. These steps might be down a forest path or down onto a beautiful beach. Or they might be in a wonderful architectural building. So you're looking down 10 steps, and you're moving on to step 10 right now, as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 9 and 8, and you can see your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet treading down each step. As you move down, drift down, travel down to an even deeper level, you're taking step 7 and 6. Going deeper with every step you take, with every number I count. You're taking step 5. You are already halfway down as each muscle, each nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 4 as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You're taking step 3. You're going deeper with every sound or movement you hear around you. You're taking step 2, just go deeper. And deeper just means you are going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step 1, just sleep deeper, go deeper, drift deeper. And every time I click my fingers and say these words, sleep deeply, go deeper, drift deeper, you are simply going deeper and deeper into a wonderful awareness of yourself. So again, go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper. And as you go deeper, you don't need to think about anything except this. You have the most phenomenal power to dialogue with your mind in a way that gives you the most phenomenal results. And every day you remember that your mind listens to the words that you tell it. Your mind does what it thinks you want it to do. Your mind does what you tell it you want it to do. And now that you know, you make it a point of telling your mind better things, and so you have a better life. you are aware of any negative self-talk. Instead of saying to yourself, I'm slow and old, you change it to, I'm feeling a little tired today. Instead of thinking, I'm so overwhelmed, I can never get anything done, say, I'm focused on my priorities, and even if I just get one little thing done today, I'm moving forward. From this moment on, you feed your mind better words, powerful words, motivating words. I want to do this. I've chosen to do this. I've chosen to do this, and I've chosen to feel great about it. And as you feed your mind better words, your mind feeds you back better behaviors. So as you go deeper into an absolutely relaxed state, your inner mind, the most powerful, the most driving, the most motivating part of you, is locking onto the new and better words that you use. As you go deeper, you tell your mind precisely, clearly, accurately, just what it is that you want. There's things in your life you want to do, you want to change. And there's things you feel you should do, and it's even harder to make those things happen. But here's the secret. You have the power to make these changes happen. And power comes from understanding and influencing your mind. So maybe you want to start meditating, go to yoga, reach a goal in your business, or stop using alcohol as an escape. For the things you should do, you need to figure out a reason why that is compelling. It is important to get crystal clear on what it is you truly want. Like the saying, where attention goes, energy flows, and results show. So focus your mind now on the big goal you want to achieve, and just pick one for now. Remember that the mind doesn't recognize negative words like no or not. So define your goal by the outcome you wish to have, rather than what you want to avoid. So rather than saying, I want to not drink, rephrase it as, I want to be alcohol free. And now make that phrase into the present tense. I am alcohol free. Now take a moment, and as you go deeper, really experience living in the achievement of that goal. What does it feel like? What emotions are you feeling? And where in your body are you feeling them? What can you hear? What is your environment like? See yourself living with this achievement as a vivid picture. And now turn up the brightness of the colors in this picture, and it's just the easiest thing for you to see and do. And now zoom in so that this picture is surrounding you, enveloping you. You see, your mind responds to the pictures you hold in your head. So every day you picture this vivid scene of your success, and it motivates you, compels you to take whatever steps are necessary to bring this scene into reality. Your mind pulls you towards pleasure and pushes you away from pain. And so you attach enormous pleasure to your goal and to the steps you take to achieve it. And you associate pain with how things were before, with the lack of change. You listen to this recording every day, and it excites and motivates you, just as every day you are taking inspired action in the direction of your goals. Your words signal very clearly to your mind what you want, what you require of yourself, what you are prepared to do. Every day your inner mind is locking onto these words, understanding how you want to behave, what you want to do, how you want to think. And because your mind understands, your mind comes right back. It motivates you, conditions you, it programs you. It compels you to take action, to think positively, to do what you need to do, to have the phenomenal life that you are determined to have. And anything you want requires making some changes in how you think and in how you talk to yourself. And you make those changes. You embrace those changes. You love using different words. It excites you. It empowers you. It delights you. Your ability to feed your mind with better words and images and to be fed back with more power, energy, motivation, and commitment is having such a compelling effect upon you. Every negative habit of action is run by a habit of thought. And you are changing your thinking. And changing your thinking is dramatically changing any negative habits. They are fading away. And in their place, you are embracing new, wonderful habits of success. You're changing your thinking. You're changing your whole thought process. Your whole belief system is changing. And that means even your biochemistry is changing. You have more energy, more drive, more passion, more dedication, more commitment. You are more ambitious. You feel so strong, and you feel even stronger every single day. You are becoming unstoppable. You have everything it takes and so much more. You have skills. You have talent. You have inner belief in yourself. Every time you play this recording, your inner mind, the most powerful part of you, locks onto these words and you hear them over and over again. They are becoming embedded in your mind. My voice is going with you. It is having a powerful, permanent, all-pervasive impact upon you. And soon, even without this recording, you can still hear my voice reminding you, encouraging you to use better words and to have a better life. And this image of you doing this is already so clear, so real, so lifelike. Everything is in the right place at the right time making this happen because you have the power. So I want you to say to yourself right now, I accept myself as a powerful person. I open up and accept the respect, the success, and the affection that surrounds me. I know that I am unique and have my own special qualities. There is no one else in the world quite like me. I have a special place in the world. I am meant to be here. I belong to life, and life belongs to me. I approve of myself as a lovable, worthy, valuable, powerful, successful person. I know that I am enough. That's fantastic. So just let yourself go deeper now. And as you go deeper, know that you are enough. You are not your past. You are not your childhood. You are not the numbers in your bank account, the number on your scales, your age, your weight, your size, your shape. You are not even your body. These are all just wrappings. What you are is lovable, worthy, and enough. You are doing an amazing, phenomenal job now of reprogramming your subconscious mind, letting go of any outdated, limiting beliefs that were never true and certainly never helpful, of believing that you were not good enough or worthy of success, and replacing them with true, positive beliefs that you are the amazing human being that you were born to be. So again, hold that vivid, vital scene of your success in your mind. Feel it. Experience it. Live it. Now, what small step will you take today that will take you in this direction? The mind loves what is familiar and avoids what is unfamiliar. So you take action towards your goal every single day, making it familiar. Start small, say scheduling exercise time into your calendar and committing to exercise for just 10 minutes. At this moment, it is not the fitness result of that 10 minutes of exercise that matters. Rather, it is the creation of a familiar routine and the creation of an identity as a person who exercises. Small steps lead to big changes. You understand that overwhelm and indecision are simply ways of hiding, made necessary by a lack of self-belief. So you decide on your actions ahead of time, planning in that when the time comes, you won't feel like doing it, and knowing that you will do it anyway because you honor this commitment you have made to yourself. And with every day and with every step forward, you are believing in yourself more and more. As you go deeper into a totally relaxed state, you are aware of a wonderful transformation taking place in your personality. You are constantly growing and realizing a new sense of self-confidence. You believe in yourself more every day. You are learning to act with unlimited confidence and high self-esteem because you are using the wisdom and energy of your subconscious mind. You are directing your life, and you know life is bringing so many good things to you. So as you hold the image in your mind of the action you want to take today, the way you choose to feel, the person you are deciding to be, you are filled with motivation, excitement, and inspiration. You believe in yourself, and you know with absolute certainty that you are worthy of this success. You see every day as an opportunity to change for the better, and you awake each morning feeling refreshed and full of enthusiasm. Because you are crystal clear on your priorities, you effortlessly know which tasks to focus on, and feelings of overwhelm and confusion are in the past, never to affect you again. Instead, the white space this creates in your head is liberating. So feeling excited, feeling thrilled, feeling delighted, feeling empowered, knowing, feeling certain that you're going to do this. And share with other people how to do it too, because you are becoming a leader in the way you think, in the way you communicate with yourself, and in the way you act. So when you're ready, feeling confident, feeling amazing, feeling motivated, on the count of one and two, you can slowly, calmly, easily return to your full awareness. On the count of three and four, feeling phenomenal. On the count of five, feeling wide awake and fully aware, just open up your eyes, fill up your lungs, and take a long, deep breath. Well done. Now get out there and have a fantastic day.